Box Box.
We usually do this on Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday. We had to move some things around for reasons that are far too boring for me to tell you. But one of the highlights of the week, regardless, is sitting down with our independent bookseller of the week to discuss some great reads they want to share with Roundtable listeners. So it's a thrill to talk about all of these great books this morning. Lily Bartels is book buyer for the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery, and that's in Schenectady, New York. She's here to convince us and to tell us about all these great books. And Lily, good morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Great pleasure to have you, as always. Okay, well, where shall we begin?
I want to start with the new autobiography by Sally Field called In Pieces. I have to say that this was one of the more extraordinary memoirs that I've ever read. We all know Sally Field. She's been in our national consciousness for now, amazingly, 50 years since the Gidget days and The Flying Nun, all the way up to and including her two Oscars for Norma Rae and her work as Mary Todd Lincoln in Lincoln. But she's never really told her story before, and the book is a revelation in two ways. Obviously, she reveals all the details of her life with great candor, but it's also revelatory in that we see that Sally Field, in addition to all of her other artistic achievements, is really a marvelous natural-born writer. She did not use a ghostwriter on this book. And her voice is so captivating that I actually found this to be a page-turner of an autobiography. So, you know, she of course, delves into her childhood, her very complicated relationship with her mother, the actually egregious abuse that she suffered at the hands of her stepfather, and how the experiences of her childhood left her feeling immense self-doubt, which has lasted most of her life. But at the same time, she also discovered acting. And through that craft and honing that craft and diving deep into her work, she was able to find a voice and to manifest that voice in all of the work that she did. So the book, which is called In Pieces, is really her attempt to examine all the pieces of her life and really critically analyze them and put this puzzle together to give her own self and us insight into the full picture of her life. And I was so stunned by the breathtaking honesty of her voice and how she shares with us the most candid and raw aspects of her life, of her heart, of her mind. To me, it's a very courageous act to go that public, but it's also clear to me that she felt very compelled to be the one to tell her story as it was and is. So I couldn't recommend this book highly enough. It is anything but a typical, if there is such a thing, Hollywood memory or memoir rather, and or, you know, just a tell-all. It is a real work of art, and you will come away loving this person and feeling great tenderness toward her, not just because of her astounding, you know, accomplishments, but because of the genuine and intelligent and insightful person that she is.
Sally Field's memoir In Pieces. Next.
Next, I have a children's picture book. I really like this book. I think it's a book that's very much of the moment. And it's called I Am Human, A Book of Empathy by Susan Verdi with illustrations by Peter H. Reynolds. Susan Verdi teaches yoga and mindfulness to children, and she's written a couple of other thematically similar books. She's had I Am Yoga and I Am Peace. But this is one that talks to children about the possibilities that are open to us by being human. And I'm going to just read a little bit of it quite quickly to give you a taste of it. So in the beginning of the book, this little boy is contemplating all the things that make being human wonderful. So he says, I am human. I am always learning. I'm finding my way and choosing my path on this incredible journey. I have big dreams. I see possibility. I have endless curiosity. I have a feeling of wonder. I make discoveries. I have a playful side. I find joy in friendships. I am human. But then, of course, part of being human are the darker parts that are fear and sadness. And he encounters those too. And he says, being human means I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I can hurt others in my words, my actions, my silence. I can be hurt too. I can be fearful of things I don't understand and try to say something kind, but have a heavy heart and feel sadness. And that's part of being human. But here the book shifts into a really hopeful tone that I think is just really speaks to our moment and is important for children to hear. And that is, then I remind myself that because I am human, I can make choices, I can move forward. A poor choice can become a better choice with thoughtfulness. A bad day can become a great day with kindness. I can act with compassion and lend a helping hand. I can treat others with equality and be fair. I can choose not to fight, but instead to listen. I can say I'm sorry and ask for forgiveness. I am human, one of millions, but billions, but unique. And I'm not alone. I'm connected to my family, to the world, to my friends. We are all humans together. And I will keep trying to be the best version of myself. I am full of hope. I am human. I think this is a great story for adults to read with children. I think it can spark some very meaningful conversations. And it can also actually remind us as adults the way that we should be engaging with our own lives.
Susan Verdi is the author. I Am Human, A Book of Empathy. All right.
Here is a fun title that I picked up just, I don't know why. It had a very interesting cover, which was it looked like a cross-stitch sampler that someone of another generation might have made, and it's got filigree and hearts, but there's also two skull and crossbones motifs on it.
There you go.
And the title of this book is An Elderly Lady Is Up to No Good by Helene Tursten, a Swedish writer, and it's translated by Marlene DeLarge. So this is five connected stories about an 88-year-old woman named Maud who lives alone, and by a fluke, she lives in the same apartment, very spacious, beautiful apartment that her family has lived in for years, and she lives there rent-free due to some crazy fluke in the original contract that she has this apartment for life. She lives alone. She has no family, no friends, and she likes it that way. She likes her independent lifestyle. She spends a lot of her time traveling and surfing the net. But when any situations arise that threaten her peaceful existence or that she finds in any way distressing or affronting, she has no qualms whatsoever about resolving them by any means necessary. And by any means necessary, I might mean murder. It's a delight. I know that sounds bizarre, but I'll read you a quote that the mystery writer Peter Lovesey has about this book. This elderly lady stops at nothing for a peaceful existence. I ought to feel guilty for enjoying her crimes, but I don't. The stories are written with such persuasive logic and delicious irony that I want the killing to continue indefinitely. So it's just the juxtaposition of the way that Maud presents in the world as this elderly, somewhat frail person and what she is capable of doing when she is thwarted makes for a really intriguing read that is often laugh out loud funny, but she's a murderer, and yet you find yourself rooting for her. Go figure. I'm hoping that there will be more chapters in Maud's life that we'll be able to share.
Well, it's a great title, as you mentioned. An Elderly Woman Is Up to No Good by Helene Tursten. All right, 2 minutes.
How to Be a Good Creature. I brought this book for you to look at so we could look at this beautiful cover together.
I like that.
It's very whimsical, and the interior illustrations are equally as wonderful. Cy Montgomery is a writer. She's often writes about nature and environmental issues. And to do the research for her books, she's traveled the world. And As she has been in various places, she's encountered some of the world's sometimes rarest and certainly most interesting animals. In her life, she's had dogs that have been important to her, and she writes very tenderly and sometimes heartbreakingly about them. But she's also met and created bonds with emus and a tarantula and an octopus and a weasel. And for her, each of these has been a marvelous opportunity to bond with these animals. And in the book, she describes how the effect they've had on her life has taught her, they've taught her lessons about herself. She has a wonderful eye for detail, and her writing is just imbued with these love, with this love of animals. She draws you in to these stories, and it is a book that can be enjoyed by young and old, men and women, and everything in between. And as I get older, I find myself being drawn more and more to animals, more intrigued by them, more respectful of them. And this is certainly right up my alley, and I can imagine a lot of people will be interested in it.
Bonding with a weasel should not be understated. Yeah. It's a good thing. All right, that is Cy Montgomery's new book, How to Be a Good Creature, next.
Joe, have you seen this book, A Thousand Books to Read Before You Die?
Oh, I know. I have seen it. It's fun to look through.
It is fun to look through. It's quite a challenge. This is a book by James Mustich. It's really an extraordinary book about books. The scope of it is enormous. It's essentially a treasury of essential reading. It includes fiction, poetry, science, memoir, travel writing, incredibly eclectic. Very entertaining, very enlightened. He makes it compulsively readable. And I will say that after having even thumbed through this book briefly, and it is a hefty tome, you will never have to ask yourself again, what am I going to read next?
I have nothing to read. No, not a problem with this. And then, finally is another Big book.
Big book and an important book, and it's These Truths by the historian Jill Lepore. This is a major work of American history, tremendously readable, very important, from Columbus to our present times. What she really is looking at here is how have we done as a country with this centuries-old experiment that's based on Thomas Jefferson's truths of equality, natural rights, and the sovereignty of the people. She covers major events in our history, the Revolution, obviously, the Civil War, the World Wars, Vietnam, 9/11. And one thing that is refreshing and unique to this volume is that she emphasizes the importance of facts and evidence in how we tell ourselves our national narrative. She also includes two subjects which were absent from our founding documents, and that is slavery and women. Her observations are very sharp, very keen, intelligent. This is an important work that will become a classic.
Absolutely. It's called These Truths by Jill Lepore. For more information on Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady and the great work they do, you can go to their website, opendoor-bookstore.com. You can also visit them on J Street in Schenectady. Willie, great to see you. Thank you so much for being
Joe.
With us. That was a great list.
Yeah,
Thank
always
you very
a pleasure.
Much. You can see the list on our website as well, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.